Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, here's another topic I have not really gotten to this week, and I think it's an important one. Let me give you a little background here. We'll welcome George Rosenthal from Throttlenet into the fray this afternoon. So Brazil was very concerned about a bunch of disinformation around its presidential election in 2022. So the Supreme Court of that nation made a very fateful decision. They gave one justice, Alexandre de Moraes, sweeping powers to order social media to take down content that he thought threatened democracy. This is so dangerous. By the way, there's people in this country that would let this happen here. And what he's done is he's carried out a very aggressive campaign to clean up the internet according to the way he thinks it should be cleaned up. But one of the things that happened, and you know, they've gotten rid of a bunch of different sites down there in Brazil. This same guy then blocks, and he's had this, you know, kind of dust up with Elon Musk for a while, but he blocks X, formerly Twitter, across Brazil because Elon Musk ignored a court order to remove accounts and then close the X office in Brazil. George is with us from Throttlenet to kind of explain some of this. I think I gave a little bit of the background there. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on. And yes, it's disturbing. This is happening all over the world. And the free speech topic is slowly becoming the most important topic because that is the beginning of all freedoms in democracy. But this is being shut down specifically because this specific one judge said that there these particular users of X in Brazil were putting out disinformation. Now, that's his opinion, of course. That goes back to the whole why Elon bought Twitter or X to begin with, was to make sure that you could have free speech. But of course, any type of hate speech or any type of really bad things would be taken down. This is not just that. He's wiping out all speech on the right side altogether. So all conservative speech is being wiped out completely. And Elon said no. He said, I'm not going to do that. And on top of that, this is the beginning of how, you know, your democracy falls apart. And he said, fine, if you're going to do that, we're going to ban you across the country. And then we're going to fine you tens and tens of thousands of dollars a day for anyone in the country who goes to use a virtual private network. So if you use a VPN and you route yourself through Europe and try and access X in Brazil that way, then X will get a massive fine on a daily basis every time they're using it.
So I thought I saw something that Elon was trying to do with a bit of a back channel. Is that with Starlink? Is that something that I'm imagining?
Yes. Yes, it is exactly right. I was going to get to that.
Love Starlink.
Exactly. It cracks me up because it's Elon. You know, when are you going to silence Elon or stop the man? So he said, fine, I'm going to put Starlink over top of your country and we're going to broadcast straight down. And now you can't cut it off.
I love that.
Because the devices can talk directly to my satellites in space, and you can't stop me. So now he is vowing, this judge in Brazil is vowing to get rid of Starlink somehow, but I don't know how you're going to do that.
Good
when
luck.
These thousands of satellites are above your country talking to the individual devices.
How do you shut down X in a particular country? So how is there an easy way to explain the process and how that's regulated?
Yes. Yeah, so what they do is they go through the internet providers. So imagine going through the Spectrum, the AT&T, any type of the internet providers. They then force, this is the same way they talked about shutting off TikTok in America, was forcing those companies to stop using or stop directing all traffic to those specific sites. So there's a way to do it. It's corrupt as can be, but there's definitely a way to do it.
George, I love this. There was a quote in the New York Times. They wrote about this, and there's a guy that they featured by the name of David Niemer. David is a Brazilian-born media professor, that's how he's described, who has studied his nation's approach to disinformation at the Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University. He goes, This is his quote. "I was someone who was very on his side talking about this judge. But when we saw the X decision, we were like, what the hell? This is too much," he said, using an expletive. "It was a warning to all of us. My response is, hey, dude, pay attention. Some of us know that this should have been a warning sign a long time ago, right?"
Correct. Yes. I mean, where does it stop? I know the slippery slope term is used way too often, but this is now real. Where does it stop? So when do you go to the next site and start shutting down that because you don't like the way people are talking? Just because you don't like their opinions doesn't mean you have to shut them down. But again, it's different than hate speech. They're talking about shutting everything down that's not on their side.
Right.
And that is so dangerous. So dangerous. And that's the point. I mean, it's the beginning of the end of democracy.
Yeah. It is.
Well, that's the great irony when you hear the warnings from this White House about democracy. Now, some of this is also happening on, the other side of the planet, across the pond with J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk. Some of the things I'm seeing out of the UK and what they're doing with crackdowns on internet are just shocking to me.
They really are. Yeah, it's getting out of control when it comes to the regulations on internet. And again, look, I know there's another side to it. Some sites can be very hateful. Maybe there's things that are against a certain religion or a certain group of people. Totally understand that. But we're talking about basic free speech. And it, like I said, it's becoming not just a Brazilian issue. This is becoming a worldwide epidemic of the failure of democracy. And that's how it all starts, is with the removal of free speech. And thank goodness there's a guy like Elon Musk that's out there putting a stop to it.
I would agree on that front for sure. But, I know this is a big, big issue, and it's hard to get your arms around it. As you indicated, George, I understand the concern over dangerous things out there, but wow, I'm certainly going to side on I'm going to fall down on the side of free speech as much information as possible.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't it interesting what happened with Facebook or Meta? Zuckerberg came out literally last week and provided a letter that said, yes, the government asked us to change the way we talked about COVID and change the way we talked about the election. So the actual federal government, the current administration, was forcing Facebook to remove or change the way people talked.
It's crazy.
And he admitted it in a letter. So, yeah, it's definitely a different world, and it's been going on for a while. All people all over the internet, what happens is this is how dark websites pop up, is because they want to have conversations that aren't regulated by the government. But the problem is that doesn't go to the masses.
I mentioned this earlier, and there's been so much, as you know, there's a school shooting outside of Atlanta. But this morning, part of the coverage on Fox even was the Attorney General Merrick Garland, the feeble old man that he is. But he was up there talking about how they have gone after a bunch of things related to Russian disinformation and interference with our election this year. They're not going back to previous years. They're talking about this year. Now, my comment on that would be, if you really want to look at disinformation and media manipulation, let's look at the New York Times and the Washington Post and sites like that. But in that news conference and in that appearance this morning, they talked about taking down a bunch of sites. Are you familiar with what they did there?
Yes. So there's 32 domains that they took, internet domains. So for those who don't know, that's a website. So they took down essentially 32 websites that were proven to have been funded by the Russian government itself through a Tennessee-based company. So basically what happened is Russia gave this Tennessee company $10 million to create these websites and then said, look, we'll keep paying you as long as you keep posting our stuff. So that was actually found out to happen, and that's why they took down the sites. They were pushing everything from obviously anti-U.S. to anti-Ukraine content. And, of course, as soon as that starts happening, you have to start looking at, okay, if it's anti-Ukraine, who's pushing this and what, or who's paying for it? And so it came out that was the Russians actually funneling money through this Tennessee company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So one more topic. This is completely different, but maybe the most important thing that we can share with our audience. We know, and it's been reported that there's been cyber theft of 2.9 billion records of Social Security information, et cetera. So what should we be concerned about there, and are there steps that we can take?
Yes, this is extremely concerning. In fact, there's an actual cybersecurity firm that just does penetration testing. They have collected the entire list of stolen data, all 2.9 billion records, and they put it out on the web. If you go to, it's NPD, just stands for a National Public Data. So npd.ten, P-E-N, tester, T-E-S-T-E-R.com. Again, that's NPD, pen. I'm sorry, MPD, period, pentester.com. You'll be able to put in your information and see if it was stolen and what's out there. I would highly recommend three things. Number one, if you're not going to buy a car, a house, or anything in the near future, go out to each credit bureau and freeze your credit immediately so that your Social Security number cannot be used. Because if you find your information on npd.pentester.com, that means it's out on the dark web for sale. You want to make sure you have identity theft protection of some sort. Go sign up for anything from LifeLock to Aura. There's so many different types out there. And then always pay attention to your bank and credit cards. If you find anything weird, you have to act immediately. Call the companies, tell them it's not your charge, et cetera, and then start looking into it.
Give me that website. I tried to type that into my iPad, and I don't think I did it right. NPD, period.
Yep. N is in Nancy, P is in Paul, D is in David, dot pen. P as in Paul, E-N, just like the writing pen. And then it's tester, T-E-S-T-E-R.com. So it's npd.pentester.com.
So when that comes up, it says, well, this one doesn't put that. It
no,
says
I've
diagnostic.
Got it.
Does it look the same as mine?
No.
What am I doing wrong?
I don't know.
Okay.
Mine just says first name, last name, state,
that's
birth
it.
Year.
Yeah, so you go ahead and put that in, and then if your information comes up, it'll show all previous addresses that you may have lived at. It'll show the birthday. It'll show your zip code, if any one of those is yours, and then it'll show the last two numbers of your Social Security number. If you find your name on one of that on that list, that means that officially, not only were you involved in that data breach, but your information that information is now for sale on the dark web. That can include your home address, birthday, SOCH, everything personal about you.
That's not good. I don't like hearing that. But I'm also very confused as how Sue can pull that up. And I typed the same damn thing in and it didn't take me to anything. So I'm going to figure that out.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. But George, thanks for the information. This is so important. The latter part of this conversation probably more important than anything for people to kind of keep an eye and track that credit stuff. We'll have you back. Thank you so much, George Rosenthal.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
ThrottleNet.com. Check it out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.